bed, and we have a shorter and special episode today. I've been asked recently a few times about what can we do when we have chronic illness and we want to study. Yes, there are some remote study options, but even those mainly are not very accommodating for people with chronic illness and dynamic illness and dynamic disability. So I've decided to kind of say what I think about it and open an open discussion with you listeners and see if there is any solution that we come up together. Enjoy this one. So we don't have a lot of options, and I'm going to dedicate a few different videos and content pieces for the crisis that people with chronic illness have. And we have more and more people with long COVID and chronic illnesses that cannot attend regular schools. So we have classic online schools. Most of them, to be honest with you, and I have a lot of respect to universities, but it's simply kind of a byproduct of an existing program. And usually it looks exactly how it sounds. It's like the university will kind of charter or buy or license a sort of an LMS, a learning management system. Somebody will work hard to try and put materials on it. There are going to be synchronous and asynchronous lessons. It means that you're going to sit there waiting for a Zoom to happen or a Skype to happen or another video conferencing. Professor is going to just talk, and then you're just going to do homework of sort. Asynchronous is kind of, okay, you have a lot of materials, you need to do some self-paced work and some not self-paced work. Most of it is not working. It's like, let's say the price was okay. Let's say it was like $1,000 to $5,000, which I totally believe that a degree should be under $5,000. And actually, I was involved in a project that tried to be something that what you know as the University of the People. There were many attempts around the world before it happened to make something like this happen. University of the People doing an amazing job. But again, I have highly criticized them in the past because I myself really loved their idea and I wanted to be a student, and it was a total mess with admission. The way they try to scale themselves is probably not fitting yet the amount of people who want to study, which is great. It's showing that the market is out there. So how do we create education that is working, is cheap enough, and is really pedagogically means that you can push people to the next level, whether if they're entrepreneurs or they just want to acquire life skills and an education that will take them somewhere and not just be an empty sheet of paper. Again, I have a bachelor in science and health technologies, health and science education, and progressive education. And in the progressive education park, we talked a lot about it. And what we came up with is that there should be the core courses, which are completely academic and can be conducted in a way of a MOOC, like you see in Coursera or the edX. A lot of criticism there. There are a lot of problems, but in general, dry materials like chemistry, mathematics, like some of those sciences, and some of other courses, if conducted rightly, if the pedagogy is right, if it's been invested enough, it can be a good substitution of physical on-site class time. But there is no substitution for now for the actual cohort work. And yes, there are really cool technologies around it, and I've seen more and more just good teachers using tools like Zoom or Google Hangout or such to really try and create a more community collaborating experience. It's getting there, but it's not there yet. So I think the way to go is to have a sort of a university which is completely scaled and open source, something that is like the University of the People but just conducted better in terms of the scalability of it. Because the University of the People, they're dependent on volunteers to be the instructors of their courses. So it means that there is a curriculum piece, and there is somebody usually with a master degree, a lot of time also just with a bachelor degree, that may or may not have experience in teaching and try to kind of be the instructor for a group of people. And it's not working very well. I've spoken to a lot of people, and some people are quite happy and some people are not. It's depending on the classes, depending on the cohorts. What I'm talking about is to have the core courses conducted online in a way of a MOOC, and the soft skill more, the human development courses to be conducted on site in many, many different locations. And the Tomorrow's University is doing something in the right direction, collaborating with a co-working space network in Europe. And I think it's a good start. But if you are, as a university startup, collaborate with a co-working space network per se, and you have not once in a quarter or once in semester or once in a year kind of a meetup, but to allow local communities to be built around the cohort. So for instance, if I'm from Vienna, I have five other people from Vienna. So we are kind of the self-managers of our cohort, and we meet once a week at least for like a day or half a day, and conducting activities that are completely supported by the curriculum to foster our growth. This is a good idea of collaboration. Easier said than done. It's not easy to recruit people. It's not easy to do it around the world. But I will always challenge those founders and those universities who try to reach more people. We need to understand two things. First of all, that most of the materials that we are learning, studying in university is completely outdated and has nothing to do with the working world. And the second is that people want to study. People just want to be educated. It doesn't matter how privileged or unprivileged you are. And most people would prefer to go to an on-site school because this is what we know. Some people, because of life constraints, it can be military, illness, being a caretaker, work, or whatever, they want to do something else, more hybrid. Some other group of people, which is millions of people around the world, are entrepreneurs who want to create something of their own. And if they want to create something of their own, we need to support them. And I'm not sure that somebody like me, if I'm sitting in a classroom right now and people are talking to me about research, but when it comes to actually doing a project, a professor who never done a project will tell me how it's like to do a project. This is a bit hard, and it's not always the case, but I think that it must be different. It must be conducted differently. So this was a bit of my idea and my rant about education in the modern era.
And I will see you next week. Please let me know if you have any comments. And let me know if you have any idea about what could be the best solution for people with chronic illness wanting to have higher education. Bye.